I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. Considering I live seven blocks from a subway, it's remarkable what wildlife you can find in my neighborhood in Cambridge. Skunks are common in the summer. Sometimes I see a rat. That is wildlife, too. And there is a hawk that hangs out in a tree in my backyard. That is the extent, though, of my urban wild kingdom. It's all occasional. But in Toronto, when it comes to one creature, it's a nightly battle. The World's Andrea Crossan has that story.
Meet Bennett Mills.
I've had them sitting in the car beside me.
He lives in Toronto.
I've had them in my kitchen.
And he has a problem.
I've had them lying on my bed.
He fights a daily and, well, nightly battle with a creature he calls an evil genius.
I've had them in places that I would certainly prefer not to have had.
Like many Torontonians, Mills is fed up with raccoons.
They're huge. These raccoons that we see are sometimes like the size of a medium-sized dog, I would say. I wouldn't be surprised if they weigh 20, 25 pounds.
Toronto has been called the raccoon capital of the world. The estimated raccoon population in the city is about 200 per square mile. So Toronto's mayor, John Tory, has declared a war of sorts against the backyard bandits. He says there's no plan to cull the raccoons, even though there have been some calls for the city to euthanize them. For now, the plan of attack is to stop them from getting their paws on Toronto's garbage.
We're just trying to find ways to make it tougher, to arm ourselves to do battle with them in terms of keeping the organic waste in particular from finding its way onto driveways and lawns in the middle of the night.
The city is spending $25 million to replace its current plastic waste bins with what it's calling raccoon-proof bins.
Sweetheart, come on, baby. Come on, little one.
Those new bins were tested here at the North Toronto home of animal behaviorist Suzanne McDonald. She introduces me to the family of raccoons living under her back deck.
You want to come on, sweetheart?
Oh, I think I see the top of, up in the right-hand corner, yeah. There's something moving.
Yeah, it's probably her. I can see her too.
McDonald says that besides these full-time residents, at least a dozen other raccoons visit her yard every night. She says that these city raccoons' behavior has evolved from their country cousins.
In the wild, raccoon ranges can be, for males, up, 20 miles. And we found in the city that the raccoons, each of them has a home range of about 3 square blocks. They don't cross major roads, so where they're born, they live, they find all the food they need, and they die there.
Toronto's a particularly comfy home for raccoons. They don't have any predators here, and the city's built on a ravine system, providing plenty of access to fresh water. So they're able to use their finger-like front paws to open the lids of the garbage bins. And raccoons are bottom-heavy, so they use that junk in the trunk to pull the bin over.
They eat anything, so they can exploit anything they find. And they have great physical characteristics so that they can basically see with their hands, and they can come out at night when we're not there, and they can get into all sorts of trouble.
McDonald was hired by the city to test out the new garbage bins. She put rotisserie chickens in 3 bins and pointed motion sensor cameras at them. The raccoons failed to open any of them.
They're much larger than the previous generation bins, and the mechanism to lock them uses, you need to have a primate hand, let's just say that. You need to have a primate hand to make that motion, and raccoons cannot make that motion.
Toronto hopes these new bins will do more than just keep the beasts out of the trash. Raccoons can also carry rabies, and raccoon waste carries roundworm larvae that can infect people. So the less contact with raccoons, the better. As for Bennett Mills, he isn't waiting until next year when the city will issue the new bins. He's bought a special lock to keep raccoons out of his garbage.
It doesn't mean that they won't get in. They can get into any plastic thing they really want to. But like any good criminal, they will move on to the next easier target.
And if there are fewer easy targets, there may eventually be fewer of those furry masked criminals wandering the streets of a city nicknamed Raccoon Nation. For The World, I'm Andrea Crossan, Toronto, Ontario.
You can see a video of raccoons trying to get into those new garbage bins. If their feet weren't so scary big, it'd actually be kind of cute. If you want to hear the whole story of how a raccoon ended up in the passenger seat of Bennett Mills' car, we've got that too. It's all at PRI.org.